Welcome to Variant Frequencies. Month to month, our podcast brings you fiction stories from a different channel. Sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and some odd bands in between. Visit us at www.variantfrequencies.com.
Hello, I'm Rick Stringer. This is the final episode of the failed series, Hath the Darkness. If this is your first time listening, you will want to go to variantfrequencies.com and start with episode 1 from December 1st, 2009. Before we get into the story, I want to take a moment to thank all of the people who made this story possible. I'll start with Jan Dalton, the voice of the Maven. Jan has read for us many times. I'm always thrilled with the way he reads a story. Jan's years of performing on stage really help with his characters. Then there is Tom Devo Spice Rockwell, the voice of Stern. Tom is one of the funniest guys I know. He is one of the founders of The Fump, the funny music project. I had the honor of announcing that The Fump had won a Parsec Award at DragonCon. I was so happy to be the one presenting it to my friend Tom. I studied Kung Tao with Anton Buntig. Anton is a very talented martial artist, and he does a damn fine Russian accent. I love the way that he performs Constable Klemenko. What can I say about Benjamin Grundy? Benjamin is the host of Mysterious Universe. I've loved his voice ever since I first heard it on his podcast. When I told Matt about Ben's voice, he said that he had the perfect character for Ben. It certainly was perfect. As Matt Wallace put it, Benjamin owned Operative 853. My son Neil is the voice of Ferris. Neil did such a great job of capturing the malevolent yet childlike qualities of Ferris. Neil, you were great. Ian Jones. Wow, Ian is amazing. He does such a fantastic job of bringing Truck to life. I cannot imagine anyone doing a better job with that character. In this, the final episode of The Failed Cities, Hath the Darkness, you are going to meet a new character. She is played by my wife, Anne. I think you will agree. She fits the character of Dr. Lady to a T. Finally, I want to thank Matt Wallace for sharing such an awesome story with us. Without Matt's words, this podcast never would have existed. One more thing. I want to thank Captain Robert and his incredible band, Abney Park, for letting us use their music and letting us give away one copy of their new CD, Aether Shanties. To enter our contest, send an email to me at variantfrequencies@gmail.com. Telling me who your favorite character is from The Failed Cities. We'll be drawing the winner randomly from those emails. I will announce the winner in our January episode of Variant Frequencies. Now, we have a brief word from our sponsor. Most of us now use a BlackBerry, iPhone, or Palm to check email when we're out of the office. But it's not enough. You need access to the files and programs on your office computer. GoToMyPC is the tool that will give you complete access to everything on your computer from anywhere. For you Macintosh users, GoToMyPC currently has a Mac beta. Just go to their site and follow the GoToMyPC for Mac beta link. With GoToMyPC, you're actually operating your computer from any other computer. Access your programs, files, everything you need to work from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Our listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited remote access free. For this special offer, you must visit www.gotomypc.com/podcast. That's gotomypc.com/podcast for a free trial. Now, on to our story. Part 8, The Failed Cities Hath a Darkness, Dr. Lady, by Matt Wallace. A woman with no name, and a past filled with mistakes to atone for. If you're hurt, or sick, on the wrong side of the river, the doctor lady will fix you up. Tender mercies are the hardest commodities to come by in the failed cities. But there are stockpiles, if you know where to look.
As a black snowfall blankets the failed cities on Christmas Eve, the arrival of 99 mysterious steel chambers sets a series of far-from-blessed events in motion. 8 people become links in a deadly chain that will either tether innocent lives to safety or strangle any hope for their future. And as each part of the story unfolds, we learn that above all things, Christmas in the failed cities is a feverishly struck balance between the constant threat of violence and the briefest, most bittersweet moments of joy.
This time of year, we mostly see stab wounds, but closer and closer to New Year's, there'll be a sharp spike in gunshot victims. Instead of wrapping presents, I spend the holiday season wrapping fresh GSWs, most of the time with the slugs still inside. I tell myself it's the doctor part that's important. Names have never meant much on this side of the river. On the island, in the ivory monolith worlds of the mega skyscrapers, names are everything. They're practically currency. But here, names and identities are no more and no less than what you decide they are. People reinvent themselves as often as they change clothes. So when they call me Dr. Lady, I tend to just let it lie. I think it was the Jamaican gangs that started it. "Go see the Dr. Lady, she fix you up," they'd tell people. The rest of the neighborhood seemed to pick it up like birdsong, and now the kids shouted in the streets when they see me walk by. When I left that other world, the world of names, my own was a liability more than anything. I changed it for a while. I tried making a go as a gunshot doctor for the brigades on Brighton Beach. But it truly is the Middle Ages there. If I hadn't met Reverend Ethan, if I hadn't found the street preachers, I don't know where I'd be now. But the clinic they helped me build saved my life as much as it saved anyone else's. And yes, most of the time it's cleaning up the aftermath of terrible violence and deplorable living conditions. And sometimes it's not even that. But sometimes it's also a pair of bruised, bleeding wise men coming to your door bearing wonderful gifts. I know a lot about cloned humans. I was involved in my share of research and development on the subject when I practiced in the cooperatives. It's a big part of the reason I left. It's a big part of the reason I help them now when I can. So, it's Christmas Eve, and instead of tribe members with turf war wounds and street preachers with bloody kisses on their white collars, my triage floor is filled with healthy, beautiful baby boys and baby girls. They don't cry. The clones never do. They just stare at everything with bright, curious eyes. Intelligent eyes. They may grow up and do great, amazing things. We'll see. I'm a scientist. I understand the technological intricacies that brought them into being. They're no miracle babies. But considering the night and considering the hour, it sort of feels that way. And it's a good feeling. 5 years ago, I might have ruined it with logic, but not now. Valeri, who insists I call him Val, is holding a one-man vigil by the window. He says he's waiting for the first star to appear in the east. I'm not exactly sure why. I ask Stern if he reads much. He gets a strange smile on his face, one that makes me feel like there's a joke I'm not in on. I was wondering if he knew any Christmas poems, and he simply asks me, Wadsworth or Longfellow? I tell him I was thinking more The Night Before Christmas. My father used to read it to us when I was a little girl. He says he'll do his best. I make tea, I listen to his impossibly young voice, pour and stumble over and recover the words, and I watch the newborn sleep and squirm and sigh. And I take warmth in that, and in the notion that even in a place called the Failed Cities, occasionally some things come out right in the end.
Thank you for listening to The Failed Cities, Hath of Darkness by Matt Wallace. This episode was narrated by Ann Stringer. Music for this episode was provided by Neil Stringer, Mario O'Hara, and Abney Park. Mario O'Hara's website is marioohara.blogspot.com. Abney Park's website is abneypark.com. To find out more about Variant Frequencies, please go to our website at variantfrequencies.com. If you like Variant Frequencies, tell your friends about us. Thank you from all of us at Variant Frequencies. Please have a safe and happy holiday.
Future where noir, cyberpunk, and visceral horror make mind-bending bedfellows. The only thing that separates a forsaken urban sprawl from a half-finished technological utopia is 16 miles of river. They're known as the Failed Cities. Two worlds populated by shadow agents, street soldiers, reluctant detectives, and femme fatales. When a single conspiracy touches them all, the story can only be told in their voices. Ethan, the street preacher. Truck, the hot-rodding neo-hipster knifesmith. the Feral Twins, whose passion for death and each other is the only escape from their own tormented psyches. Just a few of the characters that drive one of the most unique storytelling experiences in fiction today. J.C. Hutchins, author of the Seventh Son trilogy, calls the failed city's monologues gritty, imaginative, believable. T. Morris, author of Moravi, says the failed city's monologues creates a chilling tapestry of inner darkness that finds its outside voice. It's not a matter of wanting to listen. You have to. Visit PodioBooks.com to hear the series that's redefining the rules of podcast fiction. Variant Frequencies presents The Failed Cities Monologues by Matt Wallace. 8 lives, 2 cities, 1 story.
Get this book and more free titles from PodioBooks.com.